This one is Cardi B, featured by Maroon 5 Girls Like You on Mpumalanga's Rise FM as we continue to play you Mpumalanga's best music. So in just a little bit, I'm going to be having a conversation with MEC Vusishongwe, and this is because we closed off e-tourism month, Itolo, but they do have some campaigns that they are going to be running because siyathi singena ku festive season, and Mpumalanga is one of the places you should be choosing to come to, utovakasha, or just, you know, suka from one place to the other corner la Mpumalanga, support la manye ma business la ku tourism. And we're also going to be maybe getting into what happened yesterday out at Gakoko Est. Stay listening for all of that and more. This is Rise FM.
The COVID-19 vaccines are 90% effective in saving your life and preventing severe illness and death, and a big step towards getting our country back on track. This weekend is the President's Vuma Vaccination Weekend. So if you're 18 years or older, go and get vaccinated at a site near you. You don't need to wait for an SMS. A message from the Department of Health and the Solidarity Fund.
So my voice had, my tongue rather, had a typo just now. I am speaking to MEC Vusimkhatshwa. A very good afternoon to you, and my apologies for that.
Afternoon to you and the listeners of Rise FM.
Now, we've been doing a lot of things throughout e-tourism month. I mean, I got an opportunity to go with you to some of these campaigns that you have been busy with. Nangabe mhlambe uyabuka kule plan lebe niyisethile ekuqaleni kwayo e-tourism month. Would you say you are happy with how everything has gone?
Of course, of course. Look, I'm very much happy. I think everything was able to go according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere we went, we were warmly welcomed. The activations that we were doing, I think they went well, they were successful. And from where I'm seated, this was evident during the long weekend, because most of the areas were fully packed, fully booked. I remember the Saturday of the long weekend, I even took a drive. We went to the three potholes,
mm-hmm.
And along the panorama route, every spot was fully packed. Our people were there. Indeed, our message was able to get across, and people understood that we are open for business. They can come and support these tourism businesses wherever they are. So, in terms of accommodation, areas were booked, but other places where people will go and chill, they were also there. So I can safely say that, yes, our programs, our plans went accordingly.
Yeah. Now, there's plenty to talk about, but unfortunately, because it's Katsi said for us, it's Vumeli, and one of the things that I'm very interested in is the skywalk, but ngiyacabanga isikhathi salokho sitofika. Now, njengoba ngishito ukuthi sesingena ku festive season, you know, and ninemaplan latsite that you are working on. You also mentioned that itolo nasika Gogo Esther. Ngabe mhlawumbe, what are those? And of course, in continuing to do the work that has been started, Gusita e-tourism industry, yalaikai.
No, look, what I can say is that the activations from the tourism month, the plan is that they must take us right into the festive season up until January, if possible.
Yeah.
And we want to keep our visitors enticed, and we are preparing to put together the whole program for the festive season. In the next week, we will be contacting yourselves in the media space so that you help us to communicate our plans to the rest of the province and the rest of the country and the world for that matter. So we are putting up plans. All what I can say is that they must look out. We are coming. We are continuing. We are going to be maintaining the momentum right into the festive season.
Yeah.
We do have some big activities that are going to be happening within the province, your Sadma Awards, your jazz festivals, and others, which are big events that are going to be happening within this short space of time. But we are looking into making sure that we put up other programs to support those ones so that people, as they come to the province, they don't run out of ideas. They
should
always come, and there should be always something to do when they get into the province.
We're looking forward to all of that. I know it's a gospel show. We are going to be keeping our eyes on the socials. Now, I believe some of the things that you came across, of course, my challenges, la face web and vuleba operator within the tourism industry. Do you have any plan? Challenges so that they can also get back in track in terms of running profitable businesses?
Well, yes, of course. Look, where we are, our people were crying. All of them, they were affected by COVID-19, the continuous lockdown. And where we are saying all that we need to do to revive the tourism sector is to get tourists coming to the province, is to get people visiting these places. And some of the challenges that we must resolve to allow the ease of movement is our tourism roads, our tourism infrastructure. These are issues that we are in conversations, we are in talks with our sister departments, we are in talks with different investors in the province, so that we are able to get into that space, fix the roads, fix the infrastructure, so that the visitors can have the ease of access to these different facilities. So, in the main, that's where we are. And I think we are very much excited that all our plans are coming together. We want to talk little and do more.
Yeah. I'm going to put you in the spotlight in just a little bit, and if you're going to multitask, while you're thinking about it, I want you to answer something else. So I'm going to put you in the spotlight by asking you, what is your most favorite thing about EMP that you would recommend to people by experience uMabala in Mpumalanga? But before ungiphendvula ngaloko, just a little bit about what happened itolo kaGogo Esther. What was happening?
Well, look, we went to Gogo Esther, Dr. Esther Mahlangu, and the whole intention there is that we will know that Dr. Esther Mahlangu is a well-renowned artist. So we went there to highlight the work that she's doing.
Yeah.
We went there to say we are here as a province, we support the work that she's doing. As she was also affected by COVID, she could not work. But we want to say now, come, let's go support Gogo Esther. One of the things that we did, because we went there, we did some assessment. What we realized is that because she's also having a guest house there, and the condition was not good, so we came in to assist with some renovations in terms of painting, renewing the paint, but also we have bought some beds there and linen, so that the people, as they sleep there, they have a whole new different experience. So this is in the main why we were there, to highlight the work that she's doing, but to continue and say to the people of the country, the world, and the province, Gogo Esther is still here, and she wants to make sure that she trains these young women to also continue with the work that she's doing. And it was very exciting being there, getting to see and experience the work that the kind of work that she's doing there. We were able to also buy certain things there, beautiful stuff that is there. So I am saying, for me, Mpumalanga has got a lot to offer, more than any other province can. The only thing that Mpumalanga does not have is the sea. But I can tell you now that Mpumalanga, instead of the sea, we don't in fact need the sea, because we've got beautiful waterfalls across the province.
Yes.
So people can just come to the province, they will have seen the world through Mpumalanga.
That is true. Yesterday was a dream come true for me, by the way, because I've been wanting to meet Gogo Esther and your department together with the MTPA provided that opportunity for me. Thank you very much. So now we are going to find out whether it's Gauteng, KZN, Western Cape, could be Eswatini or even Mozambique or even Nigeria, what is that one thing that I would have to do, let's hands on MEC, learning I experience umang Mpumalanga?
Yeah, no, that is very tricky.
Yeah.
But all what I can say is that when you come to Mpumalanga, make sure that you take a drive right through the Hertzibang, the heritage route, which will take you and connect you to the Makonja Mountains, and you can pass through to the panorama route to the Kruger National Park, and you can, as you go back, make sure you pass through Mam Dr. Etamasam, and then you will have just arrived in Joburg.
All right. Now, I've seen you do pretty much everything. I haven't seen you bungee jump. All right. We'll keep an eye out for that. Thank you so much for your time. And we're looking forward for a festive season in Mpumalanga. And of course, we'll spread the word as much as we possibly can.
Thank you very much for the continuous support, Mama. And thanks for the listeners also for carrying the message through.
Thank you. Speaking to MEC Vusimkhatshwa Waga, Economic Development and Tourism, there are some programs that they are going to be doing. Make sure to you keep it locked on our socials at @giri_mkabelo. You can also check out EMTPA Mpumalanga Tourism Leguma socials abo as well. And of course, invite your friends to come to Mpumalanga. I mean, you know, it's plenty to do. Maxwell is coming up with Fortunate. This is Rise FM.